Okay, let's begin. So for Parshas Chayesara, I had to be a little creative in what mitzvah I was going to talk about. So there are options. You could talk about Kedushin, but I decided to speak about mitzvahs related to, and halachos relating to, caring for animals. So how did I arrive at this? So the pasuk says that when Eliezer is sent out to find a wife for Yitzchak, so when he arrives at the well, so the pasuk describes, right, he basically made this deal with Hashem that certain things, if the girl who does certain things, that will be the right wife for Yitzchak, and what happens? So Rivka comes and he goes, he runs after her, by Yomer, and he says, Hadbi'ini no me'at mayim mikadech, please give me to drink from your jug. Batomer shesei Adoni, and she says, drink my master. Batimaher, batarad kadal yada, she hurries and she lowered the jug into her hand, batashkeyu, and she gave him to drink. And she finished giving him to drink. And she said, I will also draw water for your camels until they finish drinking. So, first she feeds Eliezer, and then she feeds the camel. Now there's a halacha. The Gemara says in Brachos, Amar of Yehuda Amarav, Asur la adam shayocha kodam shiteng machal abahemto. Forbidding for a person to eat before he gives food to his animal. Shenemar, and it's learned from a pasuk in Shema. It says in Shema, Hashem promises that if we do the mitzvot, v'nasati ye'esev v'sadcha l'izantecha, I will give you grass in your field for your animals. And then it says, v'ochalto v'sabatang, you'll eat and you'll be satisfied. So first the animals eat, first Hashem promises food for the animals, and then you'll eat. And we learn from there that you're not allowed to eat until your animals eat. So much so that when the Shulchan Aruch brings down the halachos of what one is allowed to interrupt with between his bracha of hamotzi and eating, so he makes the hamotzi. So he's allowed to, he's not allowed to interrupt, except for things that are needed for the seuda. So, for example, it says he made the bracha on the bread, and before he ate, he said, "Pass the salt," or because that's needed, or give this person food to eat. And then it says, or tenu malcha lebehema, give food to the animal. Because he has to say that, because he's not allowed to eat anyways until his animal eats. So if he made the bracha, so he, it's a tzorech achila. In order for him to be allowed to eat, his animal has to eat first. So therefore, he's allowed to interrupt between his hamotzi and eating the bread. He's allowed to interrupt and say, oh, give, feed the animal. Give some food to the animal. So the Magen Avraham there said, he quotes from the Sefer Chassidim, that's true for food. However, a person is allowed to drink before giving drink to their animal. It's only eating you're not allowed to do before you feed your animals, but drinking you could drink before you give your animals to drink. How do we know? So the Magen Avraham learned it from the Sefer Chassidim. The Sefer Chassidim learned it from our pasuk, because Rivka first gives Eliezer to drink, and only afterwards gives the camels to drink. So you see that a person is allowed to drink before giving his animal. That's the Sefer Chassidim, Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. He says when it comes to thirst of a person and an animal, you first give the person, and then you give the animal. And he brings the proof from our pasuk that she first said to him, you drink, and then she said, And I'll also give water to your animals.
Didn't Eliezer have to come with a bunch of men also?
I believe so.
They put them up in the house. So, did they drink also for the animals? Or, I remember.
I'm not sure. But she at least for sure gave Eliezer to drink first. So, and then the Sefer Chassidim says, I have another proof. Because when it comes to the well in the desert, so Hashem says, you'll speak to the rock, and it will give forth water. And you'll give the nation to drink and their animals. So again, we see that a person is allowed to drink before he gives his animals to drink. However, that says the Sefer Chassidim, like we mentioned, but when it comes to food, when it comes to eating, the animal comes first. As it says, and again, he quotes from here, a few psukim later, so they come to Rivka's house, and it says, and the man came to the house, and they opened the muzzles of the camels, and they gave straw for the camels to eat, and then in the next pasuk, and only afterwards they give Eliezer to eat. So you see that when it comes to food, the animal comes first. Now it's interesting that he brings that, because the Gemara brings a different pasuk, which he then brings next, which is the Gemara brings this other pasuk, which is v'nasati esav v'sadcha l'shemtecha, and then it says v'achalta v'savata. That first it says, and Hashem promises, if we listen to the mitzvot, I'll give grass in your fields for your animals. And then it says, and you, people, will eat and be satisfied. We see that food for animals comes before food for people, that you have to feed your animals before you eat. But when it comes to drinking, you're allowed to drink before you, before your animals. And this has a practical implication in this halacha of what you're allowed to interrupt with between your hamotzi and eating your bread. If you would say give food to the animals, that would be acceptable because they have to eat before you. But if you would say give drinks to the animals, then according to this, you would not be allowed. That would be considered an interruption, and you would need to say hamotzi over again because you've interrupted between your bracha and eating. But saying the animals need to eat, that's not an interruption because that's tzorech achila, that's necessary for you to eat. Let's say you made your hamotzi of your bread, you're about to eat, and then you realize, oh, I forgot to feed my animals. So you're allowed to say, oh, go feed the animals, because I'm not, because you're not allowed to eat until you do that. But you wouldn't be allowed to say, according to this, go give them to drink, because you are allowed to drink before. I guess the case would be not where you made hamotzi, but maybe where you made a shahakal. If you make a bracha on your drink, then you're about to drink, and you realize, wait a second, I didn't give my animals to drink yet. Well, that's okay. And if you would say, go give something to the animals to drink, that's not a tzarech, that's not needed, and it would be considered an interruption, and you would need a new bracha because you interrupted between your bracha and drinking. That's what would come out. Now, there are a number of possible questions on this conclusion of the Magen Avraham of the Sefer Chassidim, who learned from here that learned from Rivka that you're allowed to drink before you give your animal to drink. And the first, the Or HaChaim doesn't quote the Magen Avraham, doesn't quote the Sefer Chassidim, but we'll see from the Or HaChaim HaKadosh that according to his approach, one of his approaches to learning these psukim, that he seems to argue on this point and seems to hold that, no, normally just like when it comes to eating, you have to give your animals first, so too when it comes to drinking. So the Aruch Chaim is coming to explain the psukim here. The pasuk says, and she gave him to drink. Rivka gave Eliezer water to drink. And then it says, Vatecha lehashkoso, and she stopped giving him to drink. As if that's, like, significant. Why does the pasuk have to tell me, and she stopped giving him anything to drink? So, and then she says, I'll give your camels to drink. So why does he have to speak out, that she stopped giving him to drink? So the Aruch Chaim says as follows. Because really, the halacha is that you have to give your animals before you take for yourself. Whether it's food, whether it's drink, really the animals come first. However, there's an exception. That's only when there's no sakana, danger to the person, or tsar, the person, you know, there's no pain being experienced by the person. But if the person, the human, is in danger, you know, from dehydration, or just he's terribly thirsty, so then he's allowed to drink before the animal. And he says, that's what was going on here. When he came and he said, you know, Hadmi'ini namat mayim, please give me some water, so Rivka understood that this man was very thirsty. If he's that thirsty, then he's allowed to come before his animal. However, so she said, okay, drink. However, as soon as she had given him enough water that he was no longer in danger or no longer super thirsty, that's what the pasuk is, Vatecha lehashkoso. And she stopped giving him to drink. You know, she fed him some, okay, you're okay now, pulled it back. Now it's time to give the animals, because really the animals come first. The only reason why you were allowed to go first was because of you were in danger, you were in pain. But now that I've satisfied you somewhat, and that danger or pain has passed, well, now I'm going to pull it back, and now we have to give the animals first, because the animals have to come first. And that's why it says, and she stopped feeding him, and then she stopped giving him to drink, and she said, let's give the camels to drink now. And he says that the same is true in Parsha Chukas by the Be'er, by the well, where it also, that was the other proof of the Sefer Chasidim, because there it says, you'll get water from the well, and you'll feed, the pasuk says, you'll give to drink to the nation and to their animals. There too, the people were desperate for water. So there it was permitted to give them first. But otherwise, one is not permitted to give the person is not allowed to drink first. The animal has to drink first. That is what the Aruch Chaim seems to hold. So we have here that the Aruch Chaim seems to be arguing on the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham, going with the Sefer Chasidim, says an animal is entitled to, a person is allowed to drink before the animal. The Aruch Chaim seems to hold that a person is not allowed to drink before the animal unless he's desperate, he's in danger, or he's in pain. Now, the truth is that this may be dependent on which Gemara you're going with, because there are really two different Gemaras that seem to speak out the same halacha, with one little nuance of difference. So we mentioned before the Gemara in Brachos. It says, Amar of Yudah Marav, Rav Yudah said in the name of Rav, Asar Adam Sheyocha according to Machal Abamto. A person is not allowed to eat before he gives food to his animal. Now that would imply, like the Sefer Chasidim, you're not allowed to eat before, but you are allowed to drink before. It specifically says to eat. But there's another Gemara in Gittin, says the same halacha, and it's the same person, it's also Rav Yehuda in the name of Rav, but the way the Gemara says it there is slightly different. It's forbidden for a person to taste anything before he gives food to his animal. And that would imply you can't taste anything, not even water, not even a drink, before you give your animal, and that would seem like the opinion of the Aruch Chaim.
If I would make a mistake, I meant
Now, okay, so so far we're really talking about mostly halacha here. We're going to get a little bit into Haimei Amitzvos, the reasons behind this shortly. So, the El Yerabo actually says something that gives a little bit of time to, a little bit of reason to it, and why you have to feed your animal before yourself. And it's based on the pasuk where we learn it from, right? We learn it from because Hashem says, "I will give your animal like grass." Nasati esa besadcha uizamtecha. I'll give grass in the fields to your animals. And then you'll eat and be satisfied. The animal before the food. So the El Yerabah, quoting the Abu Dharam, says, "So too with us. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu first prepares the food for the animals, so which is the grass, and then it's prepared for man. So too." That's what a person should do in his house. And it would seem it's simply emulating the way that Hashem does it. It doesn't necessarily get to the crux of the matter why Hashem does it that way, but in terms of why we do it that way, it's because we're emulating Hashem. That's how Hashem does it. That's how we should do it too. That's one reason for this halacha. Just like the pasuk describes, and it's obvious, right? Hashem first, you know, things grow in the field, and animals eat it without cooking it or anything. It's not ready for us yet, but Hashem gives the animal the food to the animal first, and then it says, and then you'll eat and be satisfied, and you know, only afterwards do we get to partake. I mean, it's more not just the practicality, but the way the verse describes it is. And I'll give food in the field, I'll give grass in the fields for your animal. And then it says, and you'll eat and be satisfied. So first the animal, and then you, and just like Hashem does it that way, so too we should do it that way. Now, the Chassam Sofer has another approach to push off the proof of the Sefer Chassidim from Rivka. Again, the Sefer Chassidim is proving from Rivka that you're allowed to drink before your animals, because Rivka gave Eliezer before he gave the animals. The Chassam Sofer is not convinced that there's a proof from here. And he really opens it with another question. Eliezer, when he, you know, made his deal, when he davened to Hashem, to, you know, to show him the right girl, so what he said was that the girl who says to me, who I say to her, give me something to drink, and she says to me, drink, and your camels could, and I'll also give your camels to drink, that's the right girl. The girl who says, drink, and I'll give your camels to drink, that's the right girl. What happens, what actually happens, when Rivka comes along? She says, he says, can I have something to drink? She says, drink, and she gives him to drink. And only afterwards does she say, and now I'll give your camels to drink. Eliezer had said, the girl who says, drink, and I'll give your camels to drink. But that's not what happened. She said, drink, and then after he drank, she said, oh, and I'll also give your camel to drink. So, what's that?
Those two aren't the same?
Those are not the same, because very subtle, right? She, it didn't happen back to back. She was supposed to say, the way that he described it, if this would happen, would be that she says, you can drink and your camel. And then she gives everybody to drink. But she broke it up. She said drink, she gave him to drink, and then she said, you know, and your camels could drink too. So, not necessarily the order of who she gave first to drink. That's not the point. The point is how she said it. She broke it up. She didn't say it straight. You drink and your camels drink. She said, you drink, gave him to drink, and only afterwards said, and your camels drink. Now, we also see that, which makes sense, was that Eliezer wasn't convinced at this moment that she was the right girl. He doesn't say right now, oh, thank you, this is the right girl. Because he's not convinced, because it didn't happen exactly how he thought it would. It's only a few psukim later where he's... Where he's convinced. What happened? She says a few psukim later, come to my house. We have lots of straw there. And we also have a place to sleep. Then he's convinced. Then he bows. Then he bows to Hashem. Then he bows to Hashem. Now he's convinced. Why is it that he's only convinced then? So the Chasam Sofer says that it could be that she was very specific about saying it in this manner, that you should drink and then your animals could drink. Why did she say it? Sorry, you drink, she gave him to drink, and only afterwards then your animals could drink. So he says, he quotes the Mugging Avram. He says, the Mugging Avram tried to bring a proof from here, to say for Hasidim really, that animals drink before, that people are allowed to drink before animals. Because look, she gave Eliezer to drink before the animals. So as the Chasam Sofer, you don't necessarily have a proof from him. It could be that there's a difference between if you are feeding yourself and your animals, or someone else is feeding you and someone else's animals. Meaning, you, if you have water, it could be, you have to give your animals first. Just like you have to give them food first, you have to give your animals first. But if you're giving someone else and their animals, maybe then it's different. Maybe there you're allowed to give the person first. And maybe that's why this is an exception. She was allowed to give him first. Now, that may be true. But what would happen if she would give him the jug? And now he's holding it. Oh, now he can't drink it because he has to give it to his animal. Right? So, and here the Chasam Sofer says something I don't fully understand, okay, but it seemed that she, that he says that because she didn't offer it to the animals, so he was allowed to drink it, or there wasn't, the option wasn't there to give it to the animals. She was saying, I'm giving this to you, because I want you to drink it. And so there, he wouldn't have to give it to his animals. Had she said, I want to give water to you and your animals, here's some water, then he would have had to give it to his animals. But because she said, I want, this is for you to drink, so he was allowed to drink it himself. And that's why she broke it up. That's why she didn't say straight, you drink and your animals could drink, because then he would have to give it to the animals. He wouldn't be able to drink it right away. He would have to give it to the animals. What?
Why is it a problem?
Okay, she wanted him to drink first.
Yeah.
Do you want him to be able to drink first, whatever reason. She has a right, you know, she's allowed to give him first. It's not her animals. Not, so she's allowed to give him first. So she said, you drink. And then after he drank, then she said, okay, and we'll also give your animals. And that was what she was trying to accomplish. Now, Eliezer wasn't sure. Was she doing that because, remember, Eliezer had said, the girl who says to me, drink, and your camels could drink. That's the right girl, but that's not what she did. So he wasn't sure if the fact that she didn't do that was okay or not. If she didn't do it, you know, just randomly, then that means this isn't the right girl. But if she didn't do it because she knew the halacha and she wanted to make sure that he drank before his animals, so then he would say, okay, this is still the right girl. So when was he convinced that this was the right girl? A few psukim later when she tells him, come to my house, we have straw there. Because that means she knows that you have to feed the animals first. Once he said, come to my house, we'll give them straw, we have straw there, and you know, and we have a place to sleep, you know, and we have food for you. But she, the first thing she said was, we have straw there, we're going to feed the animals first. So then he understood that she was the right girl, that she had known the halacha. That's why she did a little bit differently than what he had, you know, predicted or asked that she do. And that was what satisfied him. Okay, she was doing this because of the halacha, and that's why at that moment he bows, and he celebrates, he thanks Hashem for sending him the right girl. But what would come out, according to Chasam Sofer, is he sort of holds the mugging Avram. So he holds the mugging Avram's halacha to be true, but you don't necessarily have a proof from here. Meaning, he seems to be saying it's true that a person is not allowed to drink before his animal. Sorry, a person is... Sorry, no, he's arguing on the mugging Avram. He's saying, no, a person is not allowed to drink before his animal. But a person is allowed to feed someone else before someone else's animal. That's what he's saying. And but really, had she given it to Eliezer, Eliezer would not be allowed to drink it before his animal. That's why she had to give it to him specifically that he should drink it, because had she given it to him with the option of giving it to his animals, then he would have had to give it to his animals. So the Chasam Sofer is also arguing on the Mugging Avram and holding that just like a person is not allowed to eat before his animals, he's also not allowed to drink before his animals. Okay. Which brings us to the last, the third dissenter against the Mugging Avram. And that is the Yad Ephraim. And here is really where we will get more into Taimei HaMitzvah, the reason behind this halach. So, the Yad Ephraim says, go ahead. Yeah. Maybe I'll just grab a drink also.
With a special tour, a special exemption for someone who is attempting to do a mitzvah. They think they're doing a mitzvah, and they end up not doing the mitzvah. There's a special exemption the Torah gives for that. But Aval Mitzaseh Fidavar Lav Mitzvah, but would it have not been that he thought he was doing a mitzvah? He thought he was doing Brit Milah. Would it have not been that he thought he was doing Brit Milah? He just thought he was cutting something else. Afil Rabbi Yeshua Machayev. Even Rabbi Yeshua would agree he's Chayev. So in a normal case of Mitzaseh, where he doesn't think he's doing a mitzvah, so both Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua would say that he's Chayev and it's not Mitzaseh. So what happened to Shmuel that Mitzaseh by Shabbos is tougher because it's not Malachim from Shabbat. So answers the Gemara, Amar lo, Hanach l'tinokos ho l'makalkel b'chabur ha'chayev. So leave alone the case of tinokos, and the case of tinokos is different, it's unrelated discussion, because there's another factor there, that ho l'makalkel b'chabur ha'chayev. When you even though it's Mekalkel Rekayev, right, that's normally Mekalkel is Pater, but every time you make a Chabura, you're being Mekalkel.
What's that?
Yeah.
Yes, for making a Chabura. So technically, the Chabura is
Kayev. We're going to say it's modern Hebrew. I don't know if it's biblical Hebrew either. It's Torah Hebrew. It's commentary Hebrew. So the Yad Ephraim says that what's the reason why a person is not allowed to eat before his animal? He says the reason is because we shouldn't be assuming that we are zocha, that we deserve, that we merit food on our own. Often, he says, we don't deserve to have food. We don't merit it on our own merit, on our own mitzvot. The reason why we sometimes just get food is in the merit of the animal. He quotes the Medrash, and the Medrash quotes that Adam u'behema tosia Hashem. Pasuk says in Tehillim, Hashem redeems man and animal. And the Medrash understands that verse to mean that in the merit of animals, man is redeemed also. Sometimes it's only because of the animals that were redeemed. And in this case, what it means by redeemed, it means that we have food. Meaning, we don't necessarily deserve to have the plants grow, to provide us with food. We don't necessarily merit that. But the animals don't have, reward or punishment. So Hashem provides for animals. Right? Whether... It doesn't matter, Hashem's going to provide for the animals. So at times, the only reason why we're eating is because Hashem is providing for the animals and we're feeding off of that. Because of that, that's why he says, we
so
sometimes, that's why we have to allow the animals to eat before us, because we may only be eating in their merit.
There's one steward. That steward is
was a, essentially a hired hand. He did
and
not own
here by
the
Torah, that steward doesn't apply.
Does
right.
he have a responsibility to say him as Abraham who owned the...
What about
Sarah
Pachabah? He said, I don't know what that means. I don't hold that to
him. I would think so. He's in, you know, he's in charge of them right now.
And they're not a mock.
So he's representing Abraham.
Of both of them, right?
So
very good,
he says
no
that we can now actually connect two drushas, two things learned out from that same pasuk that we say in Shema, that we referenced earlier, that it says... Right, you'll gather in your grain and your grapes and your olives, and right after that it says v'nasati esav. Right after that is that verse where it says I'll give grass to your animals and you'll eat as well, where we learn that animals eat first. Now on the verse v'asafta deganecha and you'll gather in your grain. So that means you have to work for it, right? That means you're gathering in, you're working for it. So the Gemara says that that's talking about a time when we're not doing the will of Hashem. If we're doing the will of Hashem, Hashem just gives us food. When we're not doing the will of Hashem, that we have to work for it. So he connects that with the very next psukim, that, and I'll give food to your animals, and you'll eat and be satisfied also. Meaning, when you don't deserve it, food, and you have to work for it, right? You don't really deserve it. The only reason why I'm giving it to you is because of your animals. Yeah, that's how he connects those two, and that's why you have to give the animals first. When you're not doing the will of Hashem, you have to work for your food. You have to know that the animals have to eat first, because the reason why you're getting food is only in the merit of the animals.
But by Chabura, special halakha exception that you're chayav, even though it's not Mordechai. Right? That's what the Gemara.
So he says,
right?
This works,
so
this is true, as long as the food is coming in a natural way. But if the food is coming to us in a miraculous way,
but there's another tour,
so then
why you don't
it wouldn't come in a miraculous way for the animals. Right? That's not how Hashem. Them not performing miracles so that Eliezer's camels could have water. Right? A miracle Hashem is performing for man. So if the water comes as a result of a miracle, then you know that it's in the merit of the person and not in the merit of the animal. And then the person is allowed to have it first. And he says, what? I'm not sure.
What is a miracle?
So a miracle is something that's outside of the normal laws of nature that Hashem put into the world. So for example, when Rivka drew the water miraculously came up on its own. So that was a miracle. So they knew that this water that was coming was not in the merit of the animals. It wouldn't come in a miraculous way in the merit of the animals. It must be it's in the merit of Rivka or Eliezer, and that's why, specifically here, she was allowed to give water to Eliezer before the animals. The same is true by the well that they had in the Midbar. That when Moshe hits the rock, and water comes out, so that's a miracle. That water is obviously not coming, if it's coming in a miraculous way, it's not coming in the merit of the animals, and that's why they're also, there as well, they were allowed to give the people first, and afterwards the animals. But normally, it could be, he says, that you have to give, even when it comes to drinking, you have to give the animals first. And he says, that's specifically why Hashem had to command Moshe over there, to give the people and then the animals. Hashem was saying, here it came in a miraculous way, therefore give the people first, even though normally you give animals first, even water, even drink, but here is a special exception, because it came in a miraculous way, you're allowed to give the people first. What's that? No, it's not. Okay, I mean, many miracles are not, you know, explicit in the Sukkim, and they're learned from the Joshim. So, but certainly the miracle of the rock is you know, advertised. And and over there we see as well, Hashem commanding Moshe, and he says, and says the Yad Ephraim, perhaps it's a proof the other way, the opposite way, that really we have a proof that you have to give your animals first. Because specifically here, there was a commandment to give the people first. That implies that normally you have to give your animals first.
I was detached, and I ended up cutting something attached. I meant to do a mila on a
so
kid who was chayiv a mila today.
He says,
and I ended up doing a mila on a kid who wasn't chayiv a mila today.
He says, however, the custom is that we're not makbid about giving drink first, only about food. The custom is, like the Magen Avraham, that you only have to feed your animals for food. You don't have to give them drink before you drink. And he says, I can maybe explain that. Because food requires rain to, requires rain. And the Medrash says that rain, in order for food to grow, that rain comes in the merit of animals. So that, when it comes to food, we say it's in the merit of animals, and that's why when it comes to food, you have to give your animals first. However, water, he says water is sitting there, it's out there, it's sitting and waiting. That's not, it could be that that's not in the merit of the animals, and therefore when it comes to drinking, you would not have to give your animals first. That's why, right now he's saying the minhag is like the Magen Avraham, that you don't have to give your animals to drink first, and the reason could be, based on the way I'm explaining, is because while food is in the merit of animals, that rain comes and gives us food in the merit of animals, but the water that we drink from, which is just there, is not in the merit of animals, and therefore you're allowed to drink it before your animals.
Rain, there's no water and it has to rain.
You're saying, anyways, drink water comes from rain, so if rain is in the merit of animals, then just like food is in the merit of animals, so too drink should be in the water should be in the merit of animals. Oh, we're getting there. Great. Well, not necessarily, because you're right. If he ate already, then he ate. You don't have to feed him first. But well, we're talking about where he didn't eat yet. You know, he was in the barn. He didn't eat first. But you're right. If he ate, then he ate. If he ate the whole day and he fed, so then he fed, and you fed him first.
Right?
As you? I don't think so. Just that he has to have been fed before you're fed. So, okay, so actually that's where I want to go next. So I want to segue into a couple of other halachos that are related to caring for your animals. And I found a very nice way to do that, which is because the Aruch HaShulchan actually quotes a Medrash that says that there are 10 mitzvot that a person does with his food before he eats it, before he eats bread. 10 mitzvot are performed on your grain or on your, in leading up to eating your bread. What are the 10? Don't plow with your donkey and ox together. You're not allowed to plow with two different animals together. Don't plant two different kilayim. Don't plant wheat and grapes next to each other. Don't enter, whatever the word is, don't plant them together. Mix. Don't muzzle your animal when it's threshing. And then the different halachos related to weaving over for four people, leket, shifcha, and peya. And then the different halachos of separating food for kohanim and for levim and for poor, trumas and maestros. So, and chala, and that all together adds up to 10. And he says that that's why when you make hamotzi, you're supposed to put your 10 fingers on the bread to represent those 10 mitzvahs that were performed, that are performed in the preparation of the bread. And
so it's,
he says there are 10 letters in the bracha of Hamotzi, and there are 10 words in a number of different psukim that talk about how Hashem provides food for all. The number 10, because of 10 mitzvot that are involved in the process of preparing the food, so the number 10 is very significant to the preparation of food. So, since he mentioned in the preparation of bread, and it's also related to our topic of caring for animals, he mentioned two halachos. The first was, do not plow with a cow and a donkey together, an ox and a donkey together. So there, the Rishonim offer a number of different reasons why one may not do that. So, the Ibn Ezra says that the reason is because they're of different strength, the ox and the donkey, and therefore it's gonna, we'll throw them, I guess the ox is stronger, and it's gonna be either too hard for the ox because the donkey is very weak, or it's gonna be too hard for the donkey to keep pace. But either way, it's going to be a strain on one of them. And, you know, we have to have mercy on the animals, and therefore you can't plow with these two animals together. Now, that would limit it to these two animals. If you would find two animals that are, you know, of equal strength, then you should be allowed to plow with them. However, the halacha is that even two different animals of equal strength, you're not allowed to plow with. And that's, you know, understood it in the Gemara. And so the Rambam has a different reason. The Rambam says that the reason is because they're going to come to a mixed breed. If you work two animals together, they'll get a little bit too close, and you're going to end up with Kilai Behema, you're going to end up, they're breeding together. In fact, the Chazal refer to this as Kilayim, and you're not allowed, you're not allowed to interbreed two animals, two different animals, and that's why you shouldn't plow with them. Now, right, so what if it then, that would limit it to a male and a female? But, okay, so once it's more of a, you know, you might come to something else, then you could say, you know, we don't want you to do any of this because you might end up with the wrong animals and this might happen. Now, the fact that the Rambam is learning this is like, it's a deraisa, right? This is a biblical commandment, but it's like a gezeira that you might come to, to interbreeding is just an interesting point to note. The Tashbates writes that, you know, the mitzvot deraisa, the biblical commandments aren't like that. We don't have, you know, don't do this biblical commandment because you might come to do this one. That's usually used, reserved for the rabbinic commandment, the rabbinic mitzvot. But that's how the Rambam understands this mitzvah. We're afraid that they'll come to mixed breed. The Dasakanim quote says that the reason is because the ox chews its cud, and the donkey doesn't. And so the ox is going to be eating all day. And the donkey is going to be listening to this ox, you know, eating all day. And he's going to be very upset. And it's going to be, you know, hard for the donkey. And again, it's out of mercy for the donkey that that you're not allowed to plow with these two animals together. And again, that reason would limit it to one animal that chews its cud and one that doesn't. But that, you know, again, what, you know, what we have to say is that, you know, that's the base reason. And then we apply, you know, to all situations. And the last reason is the Sefer HaChinuch. Sefer HaChinuch says that two different animals just don't want to hang out together. He says it makes them very worried to lay next to each other with other animals that aren't of their kind. And certainly to work two animals together. He says animals stick to themselves. They don't start, you know, hanging out together. In general, you know, all the cows stay together and all the donkeys stay together and they don't sleep next to each other unless we make them. So animals like to keep separate, and to put them together is, you know, isn't nice. And he says, and we have to learn from here a very important lesson with people also, that don't appoint two people to work together who are, you know, of very different personalities and nature, and that they're going to be uncomfortable around each other. like a tzaddik in Russia, or, you know, a high-ranking person, or with a, you know, a rich person with a poor person, it's just going to be uncomfortable, right? They're just, they're not going to be able to have a conversation. They're going to be just on two different, you know, playing fields. And we learn from this halacha, he says, that we have to be careful when it comes to, if the Torah was careful about not putting two animals together, because they're going to be uncomfortable with each other, so all the more so that we have to be careful when it comes to people, that we don't put two people in an uncomfortable situation, you know, and, you know, invite two Shabbos guests that are totally different and put them, you know, plop them down next to each other and then go into the kitchen to prepare the food and leave them there, you know, squirming in their seats, because we have to be mindful of that, and this we can learn from this halacha. I think we're going to hold it right there.